Welcome.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome again to Doctor of Truth, your host, Bishop Poole. And we're happy to have you again, as always, and wherever you might be at this time. Amen. We want you to continue to call a friend, tell a friend that we're on the air, Blog Talk Radio. We have Doctor of Truth, Bishop Poole here again, and we're always happy to have you wherever you might be, wherever your location are. And we're talking about, as always, from a grassroots level, we're always talking about things concerning you as a believer in Christ, or a believer, whatever your status might be. You might be new in Christ, and we want to share. We're asking you to share your beliefs as well as share what you have learned, where we both can grow thereby. The Bible said where two or three come together in your name, Jesus said there he might be, he'll be in the midst. Amen. We offer prayer right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you to look upon the callers, oh God, at whatever time this message is going out, whatever location they are. And Lord, we ask you to touch the hearts and minds of each and every one in whatever condition they're in. And Lord, we know you are able. Oh God, you created the heaven and the earth, the stars, the moon, and everything therein. And oh God, we know we're not reaching and beating in the air, because you have the all power in your name. And we give you the praise, and we give you the honor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. As always, we're here all the time and much as possible to give you, amen, a revelation or confirmation or direction, amen, to help your spiritual growth. We're not here to destroy you, to tear you down. We're here to encourage you. Amen. And the Bible says, out of mouth of two or three witnesses. And we're talking about how important it is for the church is to you, how important the church prayers are to you, how important it is, amen, that the church is praying for you. And we're praying that you are a part of believers. You're part of a call-out group. Amen, that believing in the same, have the same faith, have the same direction. I know we are coming from different points of view of life and different direction in life, but, you know, God is able. God is able. And what most important is the Word of God, the Word of God. And many times when you hear on this broadcast, we stress the very importance of what it means to have the right information, what it means to have the right information. And we stress so important because you living off this information, you living off this information, as well as a pilot when he's in the air, amen, he's flying of the longitude and latitude to get you into a position, amen, whereby in all open sky, amen, at 10 and 20, 30,000 feet in the air, amen, he's able to land that plane off the information that he's given, off the information that he's been given. So we always stress the importance, amen, of the Word of God, because to give you direction, amen, here in this land, it is a great direction in this land. All right, you like to call in and be a part of this broadcast and express your concerns or your insight pertaining to the church and prayer. Amen. What you have learned or what you like to share, we're here. All right, we have a caller. Go right ahead. You're on the air. God bless you. Thank you for calling. All right, our technician have already tacked you in.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
How you doing today?
God bless you. God bless you. Good to hear from you.
Yes, well, my mother, she's out of the hospital now. She's back home, and thank you for all your prayers and the surrounding churches that have prayed for her during her sickness. She has some stones, and they removed them from her. So now we are just thanking God for the goodness.
Thank God.
Yes. Well, as you're going through a transition now, and y'all just keep me up in prayer, my family, and we'll do the same for you all. Thank you so much. Have a good blessing.
God bless you, Carla. And the Bible says we're two or three come together in his name. You know, we need one another. We thank God for your calling, a victory call, and just be encouraged. Be encouraged.
Yes. Thank you so much.
All right. God bless you. God bless you. All right. We thank God for the testimony that came through. It might be someone else have testimonies. Amen. Concerning, you can dial one on your phone. You dial one on your phone and 855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. 347-215-8816. And we're talking about the importance of prayer. The importance of prayer and the church praying. Amen. And we'd like to share this prayer, amen, tonight, amen, from Psalms 67, Psalm 67, and we are basically about prayer tonight, the church praying, and the church praying for each other, and praying for one another. You know, it's powerful to know that you have a friend, a brother, or someone in the same faith. Amen. Believing and agreeing, amen, with you. The 67th song prayer that it says that we'll be praying and observing, amen. This prayer book here, amen. It says that we know, the Lord, that all our happiness comes from your mercy. So we pray that you, Lord, be merciful to me. I ask you, Lord, to continue to cause your faith to shine upon me. Pardon me from all my sins. I need your grace and blessings. Everything that I have, everything that I need come from you and you alone, Lord. Most of all, I need you. I need to know you. I need, and we need, to have a light of your face shine on us. Oh, Father, show us grace upon us. Bless me abundantly. But also help me to remember that you give blessing not just for me alone, but that we may have blessing for others. You showed me your ways that I have might humble my teaching, your ways to others. You saved my life, and now my eternity have that I may give you life from the salvation of others. Father, help me. I not only look so intensely on the gifts you have given me, that no longer seek your face, help me to cling to you, to my blessing so tightly that you give it unto me in my hand. And Father, we ask you and we thank you for all the things you have done abundantly. In Jesus' name we pray. It was a prayer of faith. Amen. And one of the prayers we prayed, amen. We're going to be discussing from the book of Philippians, on the book of Philippians. And Paul is writing to the book of Philippians concerning their help and their how they stood by him in prison, how they helped him. And he wrote back just to encourage them or send them a letter of encouragement. And we want you to, if you have your Bibles, in the book of Philippians, the fourth chapter, and watch Paul as he writes in here in the fourth chapter of Philippians, and we find that he said, "Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and long for and joy, crown and steadfast in the Lord and my dearly beloved." One thing about the writings of God and the letters that Paul writes, amen, we have to understand, and I know it takes a little time when we read and study God's word, and that once you become a child of God, you're not exempt from trials and tribulation of this earth. You're not exempt to the point whereby you live in a contaminated world, and you notice when the storms come through, it rains on everybody. It rains on the just and the unjust. Everyone, the change of temperature affect. I mean, you know, the cold weather, the hot weather, everybody be affected. Amen. So the same thing here. What I find out, and I understand, that when we become a child of God, that we begin to see the different rules and regulations whereby we live by, and we try to carry them out in an atmosphere of what we have learned from a child. And to make an adjustment, it's a mental adjustment and a spiritual adjustment. First is a spiritual adjustment, the new birth, then become a mental adjustment, whereby you become training. You're training yourself and you being in the right environment, being among the right people, and it help you to understand and also sometimes remind you of whereby you used to live in that same disorderly conduct. You used to live that way. You used to be a rioter, a liar, a stealer, and you know, now it creates a problem to you, and I understand. So prayer is very important. Here Paul was saying concerning prayer, amen, and those of you that have a testimony, maybe you can share with us, amen, how the church prayed for you and how your prayers that God had answered, that taken you through problems. You know, it's good to hear from a brother and sister who's coming out of problems, and you can share. That's why Paul said in the church that the older men should teach the younger men. And the younger men, amen, should want to find some older man that's in Christ Jesus. Sometime age and sometime have been saved longer than you have. And, you know, we watch the word saved. We feel when we say saved, it means we're exempt. We're not exempt. We're not exempt to trials and tribulation, but we just make us, you know, uneasy and uncomfortable. But God has given us the victory. God has given us the victory. Notice, and we've been reading from Philippians, the fourth chapter, and the fourth verse is Paul writing, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus." And notice here what Paul was speaking in terms of the peace of God. You know, not the peace that you have evaluated, eliminated, and say, okay, I'm a rest now. But the having the peace of God is like having the assurance that when you are traveling, the insurance that you work through the week and you know you're going to get paid, the insurance that you have a meal, some type of insurance. And that's what God applies to the peace of God that passes all understanding. And notice what Paul is writing here, and the commentary was talking about, amen, be careful for nothing. And, you know, it doesn't mean that don't worry about anything. The Lord he's near us, and he lead us, and lead the readers not to worry, not to worry about anything. Amen. That doesn't mean that there's some legitimate not telling us to be irresponsible. No, he's not telling us to dismiss that, but he's telling us to be, amen, the solution to anxiety is prayer in everything. Not one thing, but in everything. The way to free anxiety is to prayerful in everything. In everything. While God is eager to hear our request, they are accompanied with thanksgiving. Now, I know you hear this, I know how to pray. But what are you praying for? Now, watch this now. That the peace of God is the tranquility of mind, freeing the believer from fear and worry. And we know your health can be affected about what you think. Your health can be affected, amen, because you stop eating, you won't eat properly, amen. Your heart and mind is heavy weighted on something. And your cares, you forget about eating, you go into a withdrawal, all these different types. And it's a spiritual warfare being attacking you. And so you must keep a normal schedule. Amen. Get up in the morning, pray, and read. If you don't like it or not, you don't feel better or not. Amen. Because we don't go by feelings. We live on the Word of God. We're going to die on the Word of God. Amen. So what Paul was saying here, that the peace of God would pass all understanding, peace divinely bestowed in times of anxiety, amen, so wonderfully that it exceeds one ability to understand it. The peace of God. Amen. God's peace is surpassing one's own understanding. God's peace. Not man's peace, God's peace. Amen. And it passes all our understanding, all our problems. Amen. It gives us the ability to cope and to solve it. Amen. It says, shall keep our hearts and minds the peace of God. Now, I know, and many of you, have been in service, many of you haven't been in service, and possibly, amen, we wonder why some of the wars and rules and wars now that are happening in the world and in the problem. And here in Philippians, they are used to, and in Philippi, amen, they're used to, amen, there to, it says that in the scripture, Paul was saying that, amen, the peace of God shall keep your hearts. Now, watch this. In the military, amen, even in the time of Philippians, amen, they would wake up, and there's nothing, it's like a average day, amen, to have the military have sentinels standing out their guard duty day and night, the Roman soldiers. And this is where I think sometimes, and it takes time, you hear me repeat that, I've been on a soapbox journey, if I can use that terminology, amen, screaming out loud that you need to cover your life, amen, put a signal out there, put a guard out there, a prayer out there concerning everything that you're going through. Well, I'm going through financial problems. What, have you prayed about finance? Have you prayed about finance? Have you looked up what the Bible says about finance? Amen. How did it happen? How did it happen? You know, God tell us, seek and find, knock on the door, be open. Amen. I want to do a little prayer concerning finance. I'm going to do a little prayer concerning finance. And say, Heavenly Father, in the name of the Holy Man, Jesus Christ, I pray, amen, over my finance and over their finance. And I thank you for manifesting your word in our life according to your word. And Lord, you said in your word, 3 John 1:2, that, beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prosper. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that we may establish his covenant, which he has sworn in the days of our father, in the days, amen, according to Deuteronomy 8:1. But shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith, according to Mark 11:23. And these are they which sowed on good ground, such as to hear the word and receive it, and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, 60-fold, some 100-fold, according to Mark 4:20. Now, Heavenly Father, you have given us authority, and Lord, we pray that they come out of debt, oh God, and everything be fully paid for. And I speak it in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you manifest yourself. And God, we ask you to stop the materializing, to stop the weapons of warfare that are trying to hinder, eat up, destroy, amen, their seed that's already been planted. And Lord, we declare that now, Lord, you pay off all their debts, their mortgages, their notes in full, cancel it, dissolve it, and to destroy all anxiety. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And one thing you notice that I constantly use God's word. Constantly use God's word. Constantly. Because God's word, the Bible said the word, God's word according to Hebrews, amen. Hebrews the 4:11-12, the word of God is sharp. So yes, we can speak it and call it, but God's word is sharp, and it cuts between the marrow and the bone and the discerner. So when we pray, when we talk and we petition God, and we give ourselves, amen, honestly unto God, amen, to the point where you feel confident. Now, those of you that like sports and soccer and you're learning how to drive, whatever you're learning, you know, you say, well, I need more time to practice. I need more time to study. To the point that you learn, you know, you learn. After so many hours to get a degree, you learn. You put your time in and you learn. Amen. So here what we're finding, that how often do you pray over your situation? Have you put a guard, a sentinel? Let's speak according to the army now. Let's use this terminology. Think that you're in the military. Amen. And you have to get up 3 o'clock in the morning, and you got to stand out there in the cold weather with your weapon in your hand, and you're looking for the enemy. 3 o'clock in the morning. You don't know the enemy out there looking. The enemy is out there looking, and he's watching. Now, he's trying to get in that portion that you're guarding. You're guarding. And men and women are laying down resting, amen, because of the fact they have a guard. They trust in you to stay awake. They're trusting in you to use your weapon to alarm, to wake up all of us, amen, because if so, if we all awake against the enemy, amen, there'll be a greater battle and more emphasis on victorious battle and victorious conversation than when you sleep and your enemy wake you up. You're unprepared. So what were we saying? That prayer put a blanket, a cover all your areas of life. Cover all your areas of life. And this is what Paul's saying. Amen. Paul's saying the peace of God. Paul said, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. Some of you might be planning on vacationing at this time, or your marriage, or education, or home, or family. Have you prayed for that? Have you asked God? Have you petitioned God? You know, asking God to go ahead of you, asking God to protect you, asking God to the point, amen, that you feel comfortable in your spirit. That was a time when Jesus, this lady came to Jesus, and she was a Gentile, Samaritan, and she was, her son was having problems, and Jesus, she came to Jesus, and she, let me take the one, the judge and the woman, her son, and she wanted to be released, her son, and she kept coming to the judge, and so many different times. And that's ignoring the judge. I mean, it was just a part where the judge can look out down the road or look in the audience and see her coming through the back door. She had disturbed his knowledge and mind and just, oh, this turmoil. And then next thing you know, here she comes. Judge, I want you to appeal, and I want you to release. And he got to the point of the judge said, wait a minute, hold on. I'm not afraid of man, God, or anybody. But I'm going to let you go. So I'm tired of you coming before me and making this is why I'm going to let you go. Get out of here and take your son and everything. Go. She didn't have no power, but what she was persistent. She was determined what she had to be done. She knew the judge was the one. What she had to be done, she knew. Judge, have you made up in your mind that what you need to be done, God can do it? Have you made up in your mind that what you're going through, God is the answer? The song that sometimes say Jesus is the answer, you know. Have you reached that concept yet, that understanding? The Bible says understanding brings strength. Have you come to that understanding that if God don't do it, nobody can do it? And you know, that's power then. That's power. It's power on your part, and it's power because God sees the sincerity of you coming before him, and that you really depend on him. You have a great petition there. A great petition. Amen. Coming before God and depending on God and looking at God. Amen. The effective form of prayer, James said, in the book of James, the 5th chapter, the Bible said that the effective form of prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elijah was a man of like passion as we are, and he prayed. He prayed, and God stopped it from raining for 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and God gave the earth rain. God gave the earth rain. So your prayers are very effective, especially when you have given yourself to Jesus Christ and you depended on him. And this is very important. All right, somebody might have a testimony you want to share with all our brothers and sisters that are listening now. Amen. We had one caller. Amen. Prayer had brought his mother out of the hospital and his family. Amen. Share. That helped build your confidence. And this is what Jesus said once in his word, that you go in your closet and you pray. Nobody have to know how many times you prayed and who you prayed for. No. This is between you and Christ. You and Christ Jesus. If you can call in, and you can press 1 on your phone. Amen. You can press 1. If you dial 1-2-213-943-3434, and press 1 on your phone. You might want to share a testimony to encourage someone that's listening. Amen. The power of God. The power of God. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about the power of God. And the Bible has been written all the time because of the fact that we do have problems. The church does have problems. We as believers. All right, we have a caller. Go right ahead. All right. Amen. Let's press 1 on your phone. Yes, sir. Yes. Hello?
Hello.
Yes.
Yes, I just wanted to call in. You know, today there's people try so hard to be politically, what they call politically correct, and that seems like everything said nowadays is scrutinized in media. And just wanted to say that, you know, more than ever, people need to turn to the truth. And the book of Proverbs, a lot of wisdom in it. And if you stay in the book of Proverbs and Ecclesiastes, you'll be able to see that today the world is not showing anything new, only what was already foretold. People are spending a lot of money for people to listen to them and motivate them into knowing who they are when all they have to do is open the Word of God and see the truth. Because a lot of these motivational and other leaders, they're getting their material from the Word of God and just not referencing God when they can't give it to other people.
Right, right. Very true. Very true.
That's what I wanted to say. I mean, they all get it, and then they take and try to put it in their own format so that people believe that they got this great wisdom, but they got it from the Word of God.
All right. We appreciate you calling. That point of view, very well taken. Thank you very much. And there's no other greater book, I believe. I mean, because I'm living on it, and I'm willing to believe, and I got to the point now, I'm like Peter, the Apostle Peter said, where else can I go? I tried so many different things, and I just preparing myself to, you know, whatever, and then I scream out to others, try Jesus. Try the Word of God. Amen. God bless you. God bless you for your words of wisdom. We want to have a testimony here.
I know he can. He did it in my life. Listen. I walked around with a frown, thinking the world had done me wrong. I heard mama, daddy, grandmama told me, don't live your life on what you feel. She said, learn how to fall on your knees and call on the Lord. He'll be there if you should fall.
The artist Arthur Johnson has a wonderful testimony. He prayed for a miracle. He said something he just had to see from God. He had to see, he had to get a touch from God. And he had to, amen, to know that he's alive. And he said, Lord, I need a miracle. And the response was, if you believe, and you know, it's not expensive, but it takes a lot of research and it's heart searching and evaluating to make sure you have the truth. And I concur with the last caller, made it so plain that we have to make sure we get the right information. Excuse me. The right information. When we have the right information and we have searched it out, and some of us have to have more information and more testimonies and do more praying. But once we grab hold to the understanding that God can in every area, that you would apply him. Amen. Regardless of whatever it is, you will apply him and you will find that he will come through. He will come through. And some of you now that are listening, and we're praying that this broadcast, as often as we come on, that be able to reach your understanding that you can ask for a miracle. You can ask God for a miracle. And we're praying that you get your miracle. And they give us more confidence and assurance that we're on the right track. We're on the right track. Amen. Anyone else would like to call in or press 1 on your phone and our technician, amen, will type you in. Excuse me. Type you in, and that's what we're here, amen, as a group. We're designed to just encourage one another and to share with one another to, amen, that you can get your miracle. In prayer, if you believe, if you believe now, the Bible said it. If you believe, Jesus said, all things are possible. All things are possible. And one thing you have to understand as well, God's way of processing things. God's way of processing things, whereby, amen, when you're dealing with people, we'll take for instance, Jonah. God had expressed to Jonah how he wanted to deliver Nineveh. But Jonah was disobedient. He desired to bypass God's judgment and God's news. And there are some brothers and sisters, God had touched you, their heart about you. You've been praying, and they feel unworthy, they're not qualified to approach you, or they're just being lazy. But your prayers have been answered. Your prayers have been delivered. But it's just a matter of, it's human nature what you're dealing with. We're dealing with feelings. We're dealing with attitudes, characters, environment, all of that in the play. So never say God's process is not working. It's working. Never say God has forgotten you. He haven't forgotten you. Even no more than this little old broadcast you tuned in tonight. And here I am trying to encourage you. All this technology going on. This some of you never seen me, never heard me. And what I'm doing, just being faithful. Just being faithful to God and carrying out the good news to encourage you to hold on. Amen. Don't give up. It's better. Things going to get better for you. But just don't throw in the towel. And, you know, that's the expression where you just give up. And all of us have come to that point. Now, you find a gentleman that say, a woman or anyone say, oh, I don't feel like being this one. I don't feel. That's where the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, comes. The Spirit of God comes. And he comes to encourage you. Now, you hear so much about the different denominations concerning how they believe and what they believe in. But God always have, from the beginning of time, warned his people and directed his people on the type of living he wanted them to live, not to restrain them from happiness, not to bound them down and take away joy, but because of the traps, back to the army now, you pray for, Lord, help me in my finance. Lord, help me in my job. God, help me in my financial investments. Lord, help me with my children. Lord, help me with my health. Did I miss anything? Lord, help me with my grands, my neighbors. Lord, help me with my equipment. Did we miss anything? My children, my grandchildren. Did you miss anything? Keep praying over, pleading the blood of Jesus, pleading the name of Jesus, over everything, everybody you connected to, all over. That's when you're putting up guard duty. Now, I'm going to call guard duty. Somebody's out there. Lord, put an angel around this place. Lord, put the real blood around this place. Lord, send out weapons of warfare. Lord, fight against this and fight against this. Lord, I use your word. Amen. You know, be on the defense. Then be on the offense. Once you build up your prayer, then be on the offense. If you see where, amen, things, every time you be involved or something always happened in that same area, we got to put more prayer in that area. We got to put more prayer in that area. Amen. You got to pray and read and pray and research the subject matter until you feel comfortable. That's when faith come in. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Till your hope come in. Till your hope. Your hope and your encouragement. Amen. But like God told Joshua, amen, my servant Moses is dead. Amen. But you be courageous. Amen. Be encouraged. Amen. Build your circle around people that's encouraging. Build your circle around people. Maybe it might be your circle. Have you ever thought about it? They friendly, but you have to ask them to pray about this. And you meet them, they're always questioning or worried about this. And we're talking about life. Amen. Doctrine of Truth, I try to bring it down to the grassroots. We're talking about life, things that you can practice. Amen. People that can help carry you through from day to day, from hour to hour, sometimes moment by moment. Well, I'm trying to lose weight. Yes, ask God about it. Anxieties. Amen. Why? Amen. And, you know, work at it. Practice reading. Asking God. Talking to God about it. You want to be a victorious person. The enemy always talk to beat us down. And amen. That's why we come to God. We come to God because God believe in. No, he don't believe in. He is. His son is victory. His son is victory. And he weaved through those things in life for we ourselves can know how to walk. All right? You have a testimony. Somebody have a testimony or somebody have been sick and God has brought them out. God has, you know, you might not thought about it, but you prayed at the last minute. You put up the fence, put up a defense. Amen. At the last minute. Amen. You render prayer. Let's not wait till the last minute. Pray about things now. If it's not happening, pray about it. Lord, keep the fence up. Keep the gates closed. Amen. Close the door on the pass. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we close the door on every pass. Amen. Every negative word, every psychic word that has been spoken. Amen. Pray. Amen. Every guilt that maybe you thought you have always come up, we have to close that door. Amen. We got to renew our mind. Paul said, renew the mind. Renew the mind. In renewing the mind, amen, renewing the mind about healing. We're going to look at some healing scriptures right now. Some healing scriptures. If you like to share, but here's some healing scriptures right now. If you need healing and you want to, amen, send up some healing scriptures, amen. Colossians 1, 21 and 22, Jesus is the Lord of my life. Sickness and disease have no power over me. I am forgiven and free from sin and guilt. I am dead to sin and alive to righteousness. Jesus bore my sins and his body on the tree. Therefore, I am dead to sin and alive unto God, and his stripes I am healed and made whole. 1 Peter 2 and 24, Romans 6 and 11. Psalms 107 says, Jesus bore my sickness and carried my pain. Therefore, I give no place to sickness or pain. For God sent his word and healed me. Proverbs 12 and 28 says, no evil will befall me, neither shall any plague come near my dwelling. For you have given your angels charge over me. They keep me in all my ways, and my path is life, healing, and health. Amen. Now, one thing here we want to stress, repeating God's word and memorizing God's word, amen, that builds your mind, and it builds up positive power in your mind, and it causes your mind to think positive. And you might say, well, that's not important, but what, if you notice, when you're talking about fear, you know, fear is false evidence, appear real. It's false evidence. You can feel, someone can call you and say, well, you know, you better not go outdoors. I heard there's 100 lions walking the street out there, and they're hungry. And you say, oh, go out. No, don't go out there. Don't go out there. And they make it so convincing, so you'll stay in the house all day, all night, until some friend come by or someone call you. Say, why you haven't been outside, or why you haven't been to work? Well, I had a call, a friend of mine told me about the lions. They say, oh, my God, somebody lied to you. But what it does, it locks you up in the house, and it causes you to worry and all of this about animals and about lions. So the Proverbs is true. It says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. You have to work on your thinking. And this is what Paul was saying about Philippians. Amen. Paul was saying in Philippians, the fourth chapter, Paul was saying that think on these things. Don't be have so much anxiety and worration about situation. Paul said, think on these things. I mean, you have to practice this. You have to get a piece of paper and write. In the morning, you're having prayer. Then you put a little note on your car, your bedroom, somewhere. Amen. Watch yourself from wandering. Worried about the world affairs and news. They always bring bad news on television and radio. You hear bad news. Maybe somebody do a station and say, oh, there's good news station. You know, but no, that don't sell. Bad news and drama sell. So if you get caught up in that, in your mind, Paul said in the fourth chapter of Philippians, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things of honest, whatsoever things of good report, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. You have to keep your mind positive. You have to be positive. We're not saying be negative and not facing reality. He's not saying that. Irresponsible, he's not saying that. There are some legitimate concerns. If your car got a flat tire, you got to put air in it. Well, I'm not going to worry about the flat tire. I'm just going to let it put air in, and God going to take care. No. He's not saying that. Amen. But think on the positive side of everything. I met him many years ago. Amen. Going way back. My uncle told me he was in the Navy, and I was going in the Army. He said, you know, find some good in everything. Find some good in somebody, somewhere. And I met all kind of people in the world. you know, being over squad. And I look for the best in people. And it helped me to lead those men because of the fact some didn't want to be in the service. Some was going through home problems. Some was all type of things. But I look for the best. You know, look for the best in every situation. Look for the best. Amen. Whatever it is now, amen. The word of God say, everything works together. God going to work it out. You just have to believe that. You have to believe that. And you have to practice that. From the smallest thing to the large. Don't wait till a large investment come up. No. Start from the smallest thing. And you start researching and praying and looking. Amen. And you'll see the answer. That's very clear. Very clear. Amen. The church has the power through Jesus Christ. God had, you know, he sent the priest in the old time, Moses, and through Jesus Christ came, amen, because he's seen that the men of God in the church and the average person, amen, were going through a lot of problems then, and we needed extra help. We needed help. And Christ, he brought help. He brought help. And now we come to the church. Because Jesus is our high priest. He's the one that brought help. He's the one that brought love and caring. So the church has all the power. All the power from heaven. In order to fight this battle here on earth, in order to go through the things that we're going through, you need to have a proven test, amen, of power throughout the whole universe that you can depend on over 3,000 and 4,000 years. Amen. And that's his son, Jesus Christ. You need to find, amen, you need to search for God. Amen. You'll find him. Isaiah say, he hold out his hand every day. He say, come unto me, come unto me. Come buy milk and honey and wine without money, without price. Amen. He's searching all day long. He's calling. He's calling. He's calling for you. He's calling for you. Amen. He love you. He care for you. And all you have to do is say, Lord, I accept you in my heart. I accept you in my heart. Come into my life. Amen. And give me a miracle. And give me a new touch and a new life. Amen. Amen. You will find some time, even though you've been born again. Amen. And in God's spirit. But through the constant bombardment from day to day, amen, from time to time, just like we go to the store, amen, refill up our refrigerators or go to fill up our vehicles with cars, with gas. We always have to restore items. And the same thing with the Spirit of God. That's why David said, Lord, fill my cup till my cup runneth over. Sometimes the cup get low, spiritually low. Amen. Jesus talking about the low in spirit. Amen. Amen. So that is possible. It's not saying that you're not a child of God, that you're not having been born again. It's possible with the things you've been going through, life and disappointment and sickness and turmoil and trauma. Amen. You need God to fill your cup again. And the disciples ran into that problem. Amen. When the apostles went out and preached Jesus, and they told them not to preach anymore, so they beat them, amen, and sent them back. And when they met, they had prayer meeting. And when after prayer, the Holy Ghost came in and just restored them again with encouragement and love of God. Amen. Even though they was a little timid, amen, and discouragement the first time, they was, amen, that's possible. Always possible. Amen. That's why we constantly read our word and we constantly come together in fellowship and constantly you need to go to a place of worship. Amen. Singing songs and clapping hands and, you know, sometimes you need that. You need that. You need to be in that atmosphere. Amen. Amen. Yes, we can have it at home like we're doing now. We're playing, we're sharing here. Amen. We're about to close. Amen. We're sharing, encouraging one another. But you need the atmosphere. That's why the Bible says that do not forsake to assemble yourselves together. The church has the power through Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ has given it unto the church. He given it unto the elders to pray over you. Amen. You need to be around righteous men and true men and women of God. So when they pray, amen, your sins can be forgiven. When they pray, they can stand before God and represent you. They be praying in faith. There be no doubting, no worration. No, it's there. He's there. God can give you a miracle. Your miracle. So you believe in your heart. Believe in your heart that he's still alive. God's still alive. And you believe that he's still alive. Amen. He'll do it for you. He'll do it for you. And I pray, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, everyone that's listening, oh God, that their heart be pricked and encouraged. And God, we thank you, amen, for their touch tonight. Oh God, whatever they're going through, oh Lord, and when they come to you, amen, and I come to you representing them, representing those that are listening, in the name of Jesus, oh God, the authority and power, that you encourage them and give them a new outlook of life. All right, Lord, take that spirit of worration, take that spirit of doubt, take that spirit affirmative, oh God, and disencouragement, those that have been disencouraged, Lord, pick them up, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, the heart, those that have had their heart broken, God, give them a miracle, encourage them, in the name of Jesus. God bless you. Thank you for being a part of this program. And we pray that if you would like to, amen, write to Doctrine of Truth, P.O. Box 25888, Tamarack, Florida, 33320. Or you can go to www.jci.org. www.jciministries.org, our website. You can see Senior Bishop at jciministries.org for email. Amen. Or you can visit us on Facebook, facebook.com/Jesus Christ International Ministries, Inc. We pray for you. We pray and we thank God for you. And we pray continue that God will give you this miracle that you're looking for. God bless you.